Okay, so here I am now, kind of channeling into what exactly am I doing or not doing? And what exactly am I observing or not observing, or, you know, like letting go of, and, you know, keeping it simple, right? Keeping it real, keeping it simple. So as I mentioned in the past, sometimes in my other challenges that I've done with myself, you know, I've been a little bit too strict or too, you know, high expectations, and, you know, and then my challenges don't last very long because I just get discouraged and I allow discouragement to kind of rule the show, right? But this time I'm feeling different because I'm not putting this huge amount of pressure on myself. Instead, I'm actually just like allowing and unfolding and going for the blossoming effect, going for the fruition, right? Not necessarily going for the measurements day by day per se, right? But there is some level of measurement, right? You know, I would say the masculine approach to doing what I'm doing would be, oh, hey, like, let's tape measure this. Let's weight scale that. Let's, you know, different things like that. But for me, I'm just letting it kind of come, right? So what exactly is it, right? I know, like, from a measurable perspective, what I'm doing is I'm starting to just like log, you know, what is my gut saying, right? And, you know, a while back, I really loved following this one, and I still do, health coach person, and she had three pillars, right? It was like eliminate regularly, eat healing foods regularly, and move your body regularly, right? That's all she said. I was like, because I asked, I was like, what would you recommend to me into my old age, right? So that I can be doing things now that would be recommended for me then anyways, right? And it was interesting. She's like, I would recommend the same things that I recommend anyone in the old age or not, right? Like, and it was those three things, right? And I was like, ooh, interesting. But they're real. They're absolutely real, right? So the way that I measure the whole stool thing is, you know, there's the Bristol stool chart, right? And so you just kind of get a feel for, you know, when you have those different, you know, elimination kind of patterns, when they are, like, what it looks like, those kinds of things. I remember the first time I started that journey, I was so impressed with how healthy it was. It was like a whole new way of seeing myself in a way that didn't have to do with how pretty my face looked or what, you know, how pretty my waist looked or what my muscles looked like or whatever, right? It was very much internal, private, you know, only you know what this looks like, right? And I liked it. So that's one thing. Another thing is I'm taking pictures every day of one specific spot on my skin. Just curiosity, right? It's not like vanity or, you know, whatever. It's really just curiosity, you know, because I've been on health journey things before and I didn't really take the time to document on a visual way. And I feel like I could have benefited more if I did document more visually. So I'm trying to do that a little bit more diligently. Another thing is I'm like writing a little tiny note every day, just like how I'm doing emotionally about all the shifts and changes and things. And it's not like I'm pushing myself to have a whole bunch of shifts and changes every single day. You know, I'm just kind of gradually trying to make this as normal and natural as possible. So yeah, like the first couple days, or first day even, I didn't even tell myself I was going to change anything specific at all. I'm going to continue with this